Back home now, average household electricity bills are likely to be on the way up again after the energy regulator approved a rise in network charges. The increase could be as much as €8.42 per month. The chair of the Commission for the Regulation of Utilities, or CRU, said the country was experiencing unprecedented demand for electricity and that more investment was needed to support the move away from fossil fuels. Although there has been a fall in the price of electricity in recent times, it remains substantially more expensive than 3 years ago. Sinn Féin's finance spokesman, Piers Doherty, joins us now on the line. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, Rachel.
Can you understand why the CRU has agreed to increase this charge? It says there's a reason for network fees and that the network is under pressure and needs investment.
Look, we understand and we completely understand the need for continuing investment into our energy, our grid, and particularly as we aim for net zero. But what we do not accept whatsoever is that ordinary working families are being ripped off. And over the last 10 days, we have now heard from the regulator that they have approved two different increases that amounts to €140 per annum in terms of increased in electricity prices. And as you mentioned, this comes on the back of the fact that we're paying among the highest electricity and gas prices in Europe. We're still 47% paying more than 47% more than we were 3 years ago. And we see these companies are making super profits, bonanza profits on the back of ordinary workers. And this is just another blow to them. So there is a different way to do this.
Would you then, just to start with, would you urge the electricity companies, which, as you say, have been making enormous profits, to absorb the cost of this network fee rise?
Without a doubt, and that's one of the parts of our five-point plan that we published in June of this year that would reduce and make sure that electricity prices were fair to families and that the burden wasn't falling on ordinary working families in that way. So the first thing we would do is make sure that the regulator can actually regulate and oversee the standing charges. Because what is happening in the past is standing charges have been increasing and increasing. And indeed, with these increases now that the regulator has approved, there's no suggestion or it's possible, and it's happened in the past, that companies themselves can add more to standing charges and the regulator can do nothing about it. So we would regulate the standing charges, but more importantly, we would make sure that they fall appropriately on the right burden. Let's look at the PSO, which the regulator has decided to increase by €40 in the last week and a half. That PSO is completely wrong the way it's been calculated. It is absolutely unfair, and we've said this to government over and over and over again.
And just to be clear about this,
are compensating. Then yeah. Let me make this point.
Just to be clear about it, are you saying that the CRU should go about its business differently?
No, the government need to give the powers to the CRU to actually regulate standing charges. We have drafted legislation and the government have refused to implement that. The second thing the government should do is make sure that the burden falls not on the shoulders of ordinary working families who are subsidising data centres, but to make sure that it is fair in relation to who's using electricity in the state. The way it's calculated at the minute, Rachel, is it is calculated on the use at peak demand. If it was calculated on all demand at all times, data centres would be paying a lot more and households would be paying a lot less. It is completely unfair. We've told Eamon Ryan over and over and over again, but he continues to allow ordinary workers and families to be ripped off in relation to this. And the third thing we would do is make sure that an appropriate excess profit levy was brought in relation to these energy companies who are making massive profits, and that money invested into community energy generation, in particular in terms of renewable and investment into the grid. We can't continue to go back to the well asking ordinary people to pick up the price over and over again while big businesses are making massive profits and data centres are actually being subsidised by people who are in arrears. 230,000 households in this state, according to the latest figures, are in energy arrears, are in arrears with their bills. That's 20,000 more than last year. And that's why, Rachel, we will be arguing in this year's budget to be paid out in October €450 for every household in energy credits across the state to make sure that the burden is lifted off them.
Your approach, you say, what is it, €450 should be given to people to help cushion this increase and the increases we've seen over the past couple of years.
Well, that helps deal with the immediate issue that so many households are in arrears and in terms of the cost of living issues. But what we need is the implementation of Sinn Féin's 5-point plan. Regulate standing charges, make sure that there's a proper windfall charge there, invest in community renewables, and making sure that the PSO burden falls appropriately on the businesses that are actually using the most energy in the state, not the households.
Listen, I'm sure we'll be returning to this subject before Budget Day and probably afterwards as well. But for now, thank you for joining us. That was Piers Doherty of Sinn Féin.